Spencer, you came into the game with a number of key players missing. You must feel quite happy that you're going away with a point.
Oh, we're delighted we're going away with a point because I thought for the first 44 minutes there was nothing in the game. We came with a game plan to frustrate them, and I thought we did a fabulous job. There was nothing in the game at all. In fact, I think we had the best chance where Bryce has headed over. But we gave away such a soft goal on the stroke of half time, delayed moving the ball, lost it, gave a set piece away, and the guys come in unmarked on the second phase. So to go in at half time 1-0 down, I thought was flattering for Whitehawk. I thought we'd done a good job frustrating them. Second half, I thought Whitehawk stepped it up, and certainly for the first 30 minutes of the half were by far the better side. They didn't create a lot, but they created three or four chances. And certainly there was a penalty decision that I know I wouldn't be happy with if I didn't get given that. So we certainly got the rub of the green there, but we didn't get anything else from the referee or game except into the last minute. So, you know, we've dug in, we haven't played well, we've certainly missed some of our strikers. We didn't have any cutting edge in the second half, and but we've stuck with it, and we've got a bit of luck in the final minute there. Again, I can understand the home management being upset. We've got a little bit of luck of rub of the green, and we've stolen a point. It shows a huge amount of credit to us that missing key people, that certainly in the second half where we've hung in, and as I said, I think we've restricted a very, very strong Whitehawk side to sort of four or five quality chances. We've ridden our luck with key decisions. Not going to try and defend that. And we've certainly had a huge amount of luck there at the end to take a point. So from the perspective of our hunger and our desire and our character, fantastic, but we can play an awful lot better, and we certainly showed that when we've got key people missing as we did today, it was a real struggle with cutting edge up front. And you know, we realise that with the small squad that we're running, but we're going out of here delighted that we got the point, but we know very well that we've really stolen that point today.